lovelies. Welcome to Divorcee Diaries. My name is Corinne. I'm 28 years old. I'm divorced, and this is my podcast, and I'm so excited for you guys to be here today. How are you doing? How are you feeling? If you can read from the title, I am super excited. I have some amazing news. I can't fucking wait to share it. Said the F word 28 seconds in. It's gonna be a good episode, baby. I am not going to share my Pinterest password with you yet because I want to thank you guys so much for listening to last week's episode with John. It was so much fun to do together. John liked it more than I expected him to, and we had a ball, and we asked each other more questions after because I am super competitive and we wanted to see who knows each other better, and I did win, but that's beside the point. The rest of the weekend went pretty well because I got engaged. So we have moved mountains, friends. It is episode 7. We went from divorced and in a relationship with somebody who is 3 years younger and calling him my boyfriend. And now we are engaged. Episode 7. We did the damn thing. Manifestation. All of the stuff. I am so freaking excited because we got engaged. And this episode is just going to be me telling you my engagement story, which I know you want to hear because duh. That was a sarcastic moment. I know I didn't sound sarcastic. I have actually, before we like dive into all of the premarital bliss that we can, I have a cold. It's not corona related, but it is making me sound more Long Island than I've ever anticipated to be. But it is just the itchiest thing in the world, and I know it's allergies, but girl, I am just having a bit of a time with it. But yeah, itchy nose, and that's it. That's all we are here for. So that's why I sound a little nasal. But let's dive in to the engagement. So John and I record our podcast episode. We ask each other a few more questions. We go to sleep. We wake up. Now, the Thousand Islands, it has a very romantic story behind it. Can I tell you the story? I'm going to try. And if it's not historically accurate, John will tell me later. But John will listen to this episode in like 7 weeks because that's how behind he is. But that's okay. We forgive him because he liked it and he put a ring on it. Love that. Okay. So, Bolt Castle is where we went in the Thousand Islands. And apparently, something Bolt was in love with his wife, of course, and he wanted to build her a castle that was probably a summer home. The Thousand Islands was actually like a very big place for like the Carnegies of the world and like JP Morgan. They all just chilled up there. So it's like it was once a very prestigious place for all of the Monopoly men. Friends, I need to prepare a little bit more before I do these podcasts because I fucking don't and I'm a hot mess. But anyway, Bolt started building this castle for his wife because she loved castles, I guess. And it's this beautiful, beautiful castle. And then she died and he was so heartbroken, he stopped all construction. And the entire mode and mood of this place is hearts. Like, it's all about love. And he was so heartbroken that she died that he stopped construction. So it was completely desolate until about like 50 years ago, maybe it's a little bit more. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at the ring on my finger. I'm so sorry. But they reconstructed it and they restored most of it. And there's still a lot that's not restored, but it's a beautiful, beautiful island. And it happens to be the place that I got engaged on. Now, let me tell you something. Did I expect this engagement? Absolutely. Did I expect it in the Thousand Islands? I don't know. It was just the way John plans. John's not a planner, as you guys know from last episode, but he was planning some things. So I kind of figured, maybe it could happen. Did I know John bought the ring? Yes. Did John put his email on my computer and forgot that he did that and then the notification popped up when the ring was bought? Yes. Did I tell John? No, of course not. I just waited and stopped asking about when we would get engaged. Anyway, let's continue on. We woke up and I had looked at John's clothes that he packed and I was like, okay, it's not happening because John loves to dress up and John brought cargo shorts as his nice outfit. There is nothing wrong with cargo shorts. I just want to say that right now because I know if you're a guy and you're listening to this, you're like, what a fucking bitch. I'm not a bitch. I'm just saying John loves to dress up. And John is very good at dressing up. Like, he is a cute sweater moment with, like, an undershirt that's plaid. I don't know. He's just good at dressing up. So I just expected a bit of an elevation. Sue me. Anyway, so I was like, okay, it's probably not happening. Because he said that he brought a polo with him and cargo shorts. And I was like, okay, like, it's fine. The reason why I was like, oh, this isn't happening is because we literally just went to Target like 4 days ago and bought him new clothes. So I thought that that was going to be included. So when it wasn't, I was just like, okay, it's probably not happening. But like, it caused me to go into like slight anxiety because I wasn't supposed to know what's happening and I'm very annoying. I know. Okay. So John gets out of the shower and he's just in the cargo shorts, not wearing any shirt. And he turned to me because I was wearing fake eyelashes because literally I usually wear fake eyelashes if I'm going to somewhere that I'm expecting to be engaged. Anyway, he looked at me and he said, nice lashes. And I immediately responded, nice cargo shorts. And I don't know how, but he pretended to be sad, went into the closet, emerged from the closet, wearing one of the really nice shirts we got him. And then he looked so cute. It like totally worked with the cargo shorts. And then I was like, oh my God, this might be happening. So a little backstory. My sister got engaged in Barcelona. You guys know that from episode one. If you haven't listened to episode one, totally go check out episode one. But my sister got engaged in Barcelona and I told John the one thing I wanted was my sister to be there. Now, I knew it was going to happen, but I didn't know if Kayla was going to be there. Not that I would have been disappointed in any way if she wasn't, but like, I really wanted her to be there. I look at my like Find My Friends because my sister and I share each other on that just in case. And she is in Long Island at her job. So I was like, okay, so there's one of two things that could happen. She's not coming, or she left her phone or her laptop or somewhere that can track her ID, like her Apple ID. She left that at work. So obviously it was the point, but I was completely thrown off. And we get lunch and then we get online to go to the Thousand Islands. And we wait for a few and I'm getting so nervous because I'm like, oh my gosh, is this going to happen? Because if this is going to happen, I am going to black out. Because anytime you get proposed to, number two under 30, hello, you black out. Like, I couldn't tell you what John said. John told me after and still I can't even recall that he said that. But I was like, I'm going to black out. What if I, like, what if all of these people see? All this stuff is going through my head. It's a natural thing to go through my head. So don't come for me and be like, Corinne, you need to relax. No, because when you are in that situation and all that happens, you're just like, whoa. So I just started to get, like, very excitingly nervous. And we got on the boat and we're sitting there and we're driving up. And all of a sudden, I look out to, like, the castle and there's this little, it's a powerhouse, I guess, but it looks also like a castle. And I look out and I swear I saw my brother-in-law Danny's hair. And I look at John and then I look back out. They're not there anymore. And I was like, oh my God. And he was like, what? And I said, you know what? Nothing. I'll tell you later. Because at this point, why spoil it? Why be like, oh my God, Kayla and Danny are here. You are proposing to me. Like, he's going to propose to me in probably 10 minutes. Calm down. But then the realization that he's going to propose to me in 10 minutes, woof, what a journey. So we get off the boat. We're holding hands. It's beautiful. John is the sweetest little cupcake per usual. We walk down and then I see my sister. Oh my God. First, let me describe what my sister looks like. Such a cutie patootie. She's wearing this terracotta polka dotted moment. It's short. She's wearing white, stark white, above the heel Converse, not above the heel, above the ankle Converse, high tops. That's what they're fucking called, Corinne. Okay, she's wearing high top white Converse. They are whiter than a cloud. Beautiful. Anyway, she's wearing this corduroy scrunchie and a half a pat down. Her hair, long and flowing with the wind, curled to perfection. She's got this beautiful lip shade on that she was like, oh, you could have it. And I said, no, because it matched her skin tone so well. She looked gorgeous. She's holding a little camera and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then there's Danny, the hair that I saw before. He's holding his phone. They're both smiling. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then John takes me to the side where it's near the water. He gets down on one knee. I literally said, I'm blacking out and I do not remember anything else. I just think I said, yep. Yes, absolutely. Yes. And then we were engaged. And then we literally walked around Bolt Castle for 45 minutes because Kayla and Danny had to get back to pay the meter. And then we had a great day and night. And then the next day we went to Oswego and we got some ice cream and looked at Lake Ontario. And then we're engaged and that's it. And then I, being me, was like, okay, I'm just going to plan in my head and not like overwhelm John because John has never been married and I have been married. But I started immensely planning in my head and here we are. So we have picked a date. We know that we're going to have a small wedding and we are getting married. And I don't know what this episode is about other than that, except I'm super excited. And I just want to tell you, if you are going through a breakup, if you think your life is over because of that, it's not. This is a year and a half ago, I met John. 2 years ago was like the start of the divorce. All of this happened in 2 years and I've never been happier. So if you are somebody who is going through something really rough, know that that thing could be the best thing that ever happened to you and could lead you to the most amazing experiences and life, and you deserve everything good. And I know that sounds like the Pinterest bitch, but this bitch has been on Pinterest a lot picking out colors for her wedding. So I know this is a 13-minute episode and I promise next week's episode will be long and fun and vivacious because we have another guest on and I'm so excited because he is kind of a big deal and kind of a mega YouTuber. So I want you to get pumped for that. I hope you guys have the most beautiful week. I will be staring at my ring for the next 9 years. So if you need to find me, that's where I'll be. I love you all so freaking much. And I hope that you guys have literally the best day, week, month, year, life of ever. Also, before we end, I got this ginormous fucking water bottle. It is a gallon water bottle and it has like all these inspirational sayings. I'm sure you've seen them. It was pictured kind of like short and chunky, and she's very tall and kind of curvy, and I love her, but Jesus, this is a lot of water to drink. So I'm gonna chug this water. Make sure you guys stay hydrated, stay cute, do the things you love. I love you. Goodbye.